Things off, and if you want to join in the conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539, or send us a tweet of what you're into. It can be anything, at Joe and Alex Show. We can get to some of those. For me this week, I am into Trader Joe's Everything But the Bagel Sesame Seasoning Blend. I have heard
everybody talk about
that. I've never had it, but like, I'm on a diet, not a crazy one, but it's just something that I can't have an everything bagel, but I can put it on certain things that I can have, and I'm like, oh, this is such good flavoring. I've actually just been like sprinkling it in my hand and just popping it. It's so good. It's kind of salty, but I love everything bagels, and it tastes like an everything bagel without the other good stuff. So I would check it out if you never have. It's Trader Joe's Everything But the Bagel Sesame Seasoning Blend, and all these stories will be up on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show. Alex, what are you into?
A song. I am obsessed with Julia Michaels' new song, Anxiety, featuring Selena Gomez. I feel like the lyrics speak to me. I relate so much to this, talking about how all her exes will say she's got issues. Honey, if you could just talk to all my exes, they'd all agree.
Feel like I'm always apologizing for feeling like I'm out of my mind when I'm doing just fine. My exes will say that I'm hard to deal with, and I admit it. Yeah, but all my friends, they don't know what it's like, what it's like. They don't understand why I can't sleep through the night. I've been told that I could take something to fix it. I wish it was that simple. All my friends, they don't know what it's like.
It's really good. We're probably going to be playing it on here on radio now.
Liv, what are you into this week?
I'm really into this hair product. It's from Lang Hair Care. I don't know. It's like L, A-N-G-E.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's how you pronounce it, but it's called Menage, and it is a hydrating mist spray. So if your hair is frizzy or even staticky, or if it just looks really dry, like in this really cold winter, that happens a lot, you just spray a couple of mists in your hair, and it'll make your hair look so shiny, and it feels so soft, and it moisturizes all of the damaged hair. So, and you spray it in when it's dry.
That's cool. Let's talk to Bianca. Hey, Bianca, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What are you into this week?
Well, actually, just dry ramen noodles.
Excuse me?
Dry?
Dry. Yeah, just dry, not cooked. I like to put a little bit of the seasoning on there and everything, and it's weird.
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
Do you just crunch it? Like,
well, yeah, I mean, you have to, like, break it up. I mean, if you were just, like, bite into it, like, really hurt your tongue, but, like, you have to, you know, break it up.
I went to elementary school with a girl that did this. She would bring in a square Tupperware container, the square of ramen noodles dry, and she would break it and eat it for a snack.
Oh my God, that's so weird.
Isn't that gross? I just I don't know how that tastes good.
That's very weird. All right, hey, producer Porkchop, what are you into this week?
So I'm really into the show Manifest. It came on, I want to say, like in mid-September.
Okay.
And they did episodes 1 through 7 and then took a little break and they just started up again. And I hate getting into TV shows because I can't really get into them.
Why?
To entertain me, it's really, really hard.
Are you usually a movie person?
Yes. The only actual TV show that I've really gotten into was The Walking Dead. I watched seasons 1 through 8 every episode. But this new show, Manifest, it's just so good. The storyline, the acting, the script writing, it hooks me that I have to watch every single night that it's on, Monday night at 10 o'clock.
Hold on. I like watching it. You must be getting paid for this.
No,
I like watching it, but I'm like, all right, what the hell happened on the plane?
Wait, I've got a surprise.
What, you know the ending?
No.
Then what?
But I know someone that might know the ending. I've got my friend on the phone. He's actually an actor on the TV show.
What?
What?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Yeah, that's my friend Omar. He's in the TV show.
Wow. What do you mean he's in the TV show?
He's an actor.
It's Officer Tony Diaz on the TV show. It's a lot of fun to be on set with you guys.
Yeah, he's one of the cops. So he's like, he's always interacting with Jared and Michaela. And I'm like, oh, man, that's my friend Omar.
So, appreciate the love, Porkchop.
Omar, can you tell us about Manifest and your character?
Well, it's about a plane that left the Bahamas, and when it landed back in New York, there was a 5-year time lapse that everyone here in the States, they pretty much had a 5-year life, but everyone on the plane just took a regular plane ride, and when they landed, they missed 5 years of their life.
Wow. So where does this air? Like, where can people watch?
Monday nights, 10 p.m. on NBC. You can see the show.
Do what I do, though, Alex, because that's way past our bedtime. I watch it the next day on Hulu.
Okay.
And you know what I always thought? I always thought if I had a friend that was on a TV show, I'd be like, I'm not into it because I know who they are and right. Who they really are. But when I'm watching him act, I feel like he's really a cop and he's really there. And I want them, if the producers are listening, I want them to make your role even bigger because you're the man. I
appreciate that. You know, it's funny, in real life, people actually think I am a cop, and it's hysterical because, like, when I live here in New York City, and, you know, sometimes decide to take a last minute trip to a show or whatever, scalpers will not sell me a ticket. They really think I'm a cop in real life. I'm like,
oh my
gosh. I'm not a cop. Leave me alone. I just play one on TV.
Real quick question as we wrap up, how does Manifest end?
I don't even know. So when I find out, I'll make sure to keep my mouth shut.
Omar is a liar.
Porkchop comes in and saves the day.
NBC Manifest, 10 p.m. Monday nights.
It's Omar, not a cop. No, I'm kidding. Hey, thank you, buddy.
I appreciate it, man. Have a great morning. Thank you for having me.